It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? Hey, let's start off a little bit differently today. How was your day yesterday? Do you take the time and review your day? Are you looking for all of those lessons that life is continually giving you? It's continually dishing them out. It's just a matter of your perspective and, you know, how you're using all the events, all the conversations. Did you step up? Did you go back in fear? If so, why? Did you push through maybe some things that you would have been challenged by in the past? For whatever reason, you stepped up, you attacked it in a manner that was a lot better than you usually do. It's the person that you really want to be. And if so, why? What put you in that state of mind? How did you get along with the people around you? Did you incorporate them into your dream, plan, vision? Were you in an upstate when you communicating with other people? Did you feel as though all this stuff that we talk about during this Morning Connection podcast every single day, did you feel as though it was making an impact, that you were getting this stuff, that this mental toughness conditioning that we do every single day, that it was working? Did you have a moment of like an epiphany of clarity that this is all working and it inspired you? What were the events in your life that made you feel that way? Was it that some unusual events happened, some outside force came into your life and proved it to you? Or was it that you just had a different perspective? You know, what is going on? Why are all these things happening? I know, hey, I don't like thinking about all this stuff. I just like to live. I just like to have fun. You know, life isn't always about thinking about these type of things. Well, whether or not you are consciously thinking about these things or not, they're still going on in your mind. The question is, are you taking control of those thoughts and actions? And maybe right now it may seem a little bit tedious, a little stressful, ruining your good time, or putting a little bit too much self-imposed pressure on you or angst. I'm just here to tell you that the more and more you do this, the more and more you can spin this in your mind that it's empowering you, it's helping you in some way, shape, or form. You just get mentally tougher. Mental toughness conditioning is all about, you know, pushing yourself in that short-term pain or discomfort because you know it just builds up strength and endurance, meaning that you could take on more and more and more. And then before you know it, 3 weeks from now, 3 months from now, certainly 3 years from now, you just take on so much what you used to call stress, what you used to call self-imposed pressure. You just grow so big and you can handle so much. And because of that, your life totally changes. You're more willing to take on more activities throughout the day. You're more willing to tell the world about what you have planned, what your goals are, what your vision is, and how you plan to help them, and they plan to help you. And sometimes when you feel like slacking off or not going for it, you reminded that reminded you of this reputation, this identity that you've created, and you have to keep on going. And that's a good thing most of the time. Sometimes, oh, why did I put myself under this pressure? Just more and more, you get more and more mentally tough. You get more and more conditioned to take on more. Like I said, just like running. Just like running the first few days when you do it, get back on, or you start a running program, you can't do it. You know, you barely get through the workout. 3 months later, 3 years later, if you keep it up, man, you are just so tough. What used to be hard is so, so easy. You've built up that tolerance to mental, physical, emotional pain. It's nothing anymore because you become so strong. You know, there's that saying that says, don't take away my challenges. Just make me so much stronger to handle my challenges. That's what this mental toughness conditioning is about. You know, as I push myself more and more and more, and I'll tell you, I to my fitness friends who know me from bodybuilding, may have admired everything I accomplished as a bodybuilder. I'm telling you, in so many ways, that was the easiest thing in the world to do. Because you just had this set structure. It really just focused on you. You didn't have to necessarily get a lot of people involved at all. And it's just a matter of you doing the same things every single day. Now, I know that being so specific, being so focused, and that along with the other things made me well known around the world for what I do. Again, something that you may feel that is admirable, you may want to emulate. I'm just saying, now that my world has been opened up to, you know, my family, businesses, and all the different people involved, far, far more complex than just doing a couple of things every single day, no matter what level I achieved. And, you know, that's what makes things exciting. And I need this more than ever. I need this mental toughness conditioning more than ever as I expand. I take on more and more challenges. And the same for you. Sometimes, you know, we're just going throughout our day. We think we're taking on a lot. Just getting through the day is a challenge, you know, the ups and downs. It's only when you push yourself, like I said, you testify to the world that you're going to get some things accomplished. You promise someone that you love or that you respect, you know they respect you. You promise that you'll come through. And all of a sudden, you start going on this journey. And because of that self-imposed pressure, because you testify to the world, you put yourself out there, all of a sudden, you know, you just become Superman. All these talents and resources and abilities, and you find another way to make things work just because of that push. That's what this mental toughness conditioning is all about. Thank you so much for joining this podcast. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for the emails, how this is working for you. Here we are at Morning Connection podcast number 164 on our way to 200. All right, so we're almost three quarters of the way there this round. If you're on the More Than Just Muscles website, that takes you over to Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening to this on iTunes, you can check out the first 100 Morning Connection podcast at skiplacour.com. Right, so check that out. 1 through 100 is on skiplacour.com. Be sure to check out, if you love this stuff, if this is helping you, I want you to check out podcast number 91 through 100. And I count down from number 10 to number 1, ending on number 1 at 100. And it's the best life lessons that I've learned and why that was so important to me. Really worth your time. If you love this stuff, go to skiplacour.com. Check out Morning Connection podcast. Well, check them all out. Check them all out. But definitely want to check out number 91 through 100, the best life lessons that I've learned so far, as I say, because I'm continual learning, just like you. You know what? I check that out, skiplacour.com, Morning Connection podcast number 91 through 100. Again, so here we are at Morning Connection podcast 164. You know, I'm doing things to get this out there on a different level, more Facebook followers. So be on my Facebook page at facebook.com/skiplacourpage. A lot more followers on there as more people are exposed to maybe through bodybuilding.com or other things. Also, this going on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Maybe you never even heard of me before. And through Blog Talk Radio, you've come into these circles, learned about this Morning Connection podcast, the More Than Just Muscles podcast that I do with my wife, Carrie, every Saturday, maybe through iTunes. Somehow, some way, you got to skiplacour.com, manformation.com, and you're into these circles that I'm creating. My vision is to help you become your best in every area of your life. Welcome. I know there's so many coaches and gurus out there, so many people speaking their truths. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. Maybe you're coming into this process a little bit later, and you know what's going on here with this mental toughness conditioning, this Morning Connection podcast. I want to know if you've been listening to my podcast, what's the biggest thing that you get out of this? What are some of the biggest lessons? Why is this important to you? I want you to send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. You know, as I evaluate, you know, my time and how I can serve you better. You know, I want your feedback, right? How can I, you know, maybe I would take this past Morning Connection podcast 200. I know that got a couple of emails. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Not hearing you every single day, Skip. Right? Well, the good thing about these podcasts, you can listen to them over and over again. They'll be relevant no matter what stage of life you're in 6 months from now. You can listen to all 200 of these Morning Connection podcasts, and they'll help you just as much then as they do now, because you're going to be growing as a person, building up that mental toughness conditioning, and listening to these same lessons at that place in life that you're going to be at then. It's going to be like listening to a whole new a whole new podcast. Like, I'd never heard you talk about this before. I could have swore I listened to every single one of your Morning Connection podcasts. Man, this has hit me on a whole different angle. You know, with my one-on-one coaching, that I talk to people just like you from all over the world. I have a system set up where no matter what country you're in, you can make a call within your country and talk to me here in the United States. One thing that I do is that we record every call, and then I make sure that they treat these recordings like gold. We spend a half an hour, I mean, just passionately digging into your life. It's like this Morning Connection, but it's totally talking about, you know, your specific challenges, not your interpretation of things that I'm talking about and how it does or doesn't apply to your life. I mean, it's really about you. We really dig in deep. One thing that I do is I have them download immediately every conversation that we have. We date it, put it in a special folder, because I know, you know, we 6 months or a year, those 26 weeks or those 52 weeks, put them all in order, organize, and it's just going to be so helpful. Again, months and years into the future. This is your life you're talking about. And this investment, as you see, this investment of 30 minutes or so every single day is just so powerful, right? I am getting up here every single morning and stimulating the thought. You're going through your life, and it's just you're evaluating in a very passive manner, so powerful, so helpful. What a great thing that you've done to create this ritual. But I want to know you. Just send me a letter. Just send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. How is this helping you most? You know, who knows? Maybe I might go past 200 this time around. Maybe I might take another break, and then who knows, depending on what my schedule is. It is really packed. It's getting more and more packed. You know, who knows, maybe sometime down the line I'll do another block of 100 as we grow and as we progress. The people in your life, people in your life. You know, this is definitely one of those things. I'm going to talk about some things, and you'll probably go, wow, that makes a lot of sense. You'll even get to think about how it's impacting your life, positive way, negative way. But this is definitely one of those things that when people, they have to really be able to step outside the world, get some real feedback, right? I talk about all the time is that, man, there is nobody who is more passionate about learning about life and taking his life to the next level than me. I went to all kinds of seminars, all kinds of audio courses that I, backwards and forwards, listened to them all throughout the night. Right, totally passionate about it. I'll tell you, though, is that I didn't know how they directly applied to me. And so although I got a lot out of it and it inched me closer, you know, to where I am right now and where I'm going, so thankful for being able to put in that effort. Boy, just by putting in that effort, you're going to be better about your life. Just by putting in that type of thought that I did, you know, budgeting that time, you can't help but become better. That's why I say in this is helping you in so many ways that you don't understand. Us just connecting in this manner for 30 minutes or so every single day, helping you out in so many ways, all right? But I can't help to know as I progress, man, when you have somebody keeping you accountable, all right, making you focus on your weaknesses, making you step up, making, not because they tell you what to do, because you know what you should do. And you know you just let it slip by for weeks or for months. I mean, because you got to jump in there and do this stuff. You got to attack this challenge in your best state of mind to do your best with the particular challenge that you're having in your life right now. You can't keep on letting it drag on. The reason why is it's not going to just take you one day of just deciding to take care of it, and then you're going to come up with the perfect strategy on how to just eliminate this challenge from your life forever. You know, just like everything in life, it's going to take you 10 tries. You know, you're going to make some progress, but you're going to gain that experience and insight. 10 different approaches before you knock out that challenge. The other thing about it is there's always another challenge, and it's a good thing. It's that game we talk about. It's going to happen sometime in the future that you probably have right now. You're going to have a higher level, a higher evolution of problems, but you can't get to the other problems in your life. You may not even notice that you have them until you knock out the ones that are right in front of you. That's how you grow. That's how you have higher quality problems, because you're a higher quality person. So putting those off for weeks, if not months, if not years, you never get to those higher quality problems that when you learn how to handle those, right? Then you become that man who you really want to be. You become that man who has all the options in life. And, you know, with so much limited time we have on this planet, with that sense of urgency, you become that person sooner rather than later. But you can't put off jumping all over those challenges, procrastinating, put them in the back of your mind. That's where a coach comes in. You know, that's the promise you make to yourself to make sure that you live up to yourself and pose challenges, right? So I'm going to talk about the people in your life. I'm just going to throw out some things for you to think about. But the challenge is no, I got that handled. I've thought about this a lot, right? And we all, well, maybe by this point, we should realize that the quality of our life is the quality of people who are in our life. We can't go through this alone. We can't be in a relationship, but and whether that's an intimate relationship, friendships, or business relationships with our superiors, if we're an employee, or subordinates, if we manage people or we own a company, right? Or customers, right? And that goes for if you're an entrepreneur doing your own business and you have all the different suppliers and manufacturers as well as customers and employees, right? People in our lives, the quality of our life is really determined by the quality of the relationships that we have with so many people. You know, I have a lot of people who I work with who have put a lot of pressure on themselves to become the best they can be. And that's awesome. That's awesome. That's where it starts. You know, you got to be able to take care of your emotions first, which control your thoughts, which control your actions. You got to step up with clarity and focus with consistency. That's where it all starts. You can't expect, you know, people to give you this free ride when you're not taking care of yourself. That's not the challenge with the people who I work with or most people I come in contact with, especially, you know, who kind of, you know, we connect in this manner. I don't have necessarily a lot of people who are just down and out. I mean, they're good people. They're hard workers. And I think that's where they identify with me. That's where we connect because they have this hard focused, hardworking focus mentality. The thing is, you know, are you maximizing your hard work or are you working too hard? Do you have this cowboy mentality, this lone wolf mentality where you have so much power and just you? That's especially true in the bodybuilding and fitness world. For all of you who have followed me over to expand upon your life through this Morning Connection podcast with Manformation, right? Probably the biggest challenge that most of us with that bodybuilder or training mindset or that, you know, me against me mindset is that we don't value the importance of other people and the importance of other relationships. And now when I say that to you, you don't value it, or we may need to value it more. That's all relative, because I am sure in your mind, unless you just know you're struggling, you know you're failing, you know there's something wrong, you may know that how you look at people and how you develop these relationships or you don't develop these relationships, I mean, that's where that lone wolf, that cowboy mentality, that's where you really need to think about and work on probably most. That's just my experience helping out people going through life. And watching the people at really peak performance who really get things done, it's a lot more than what they can do by themselves. And as a matter of fact, when you really good because you appreciate the fact that other people play they have a major impact on your life, and you have to get good at that skill set, you have to be open to it first. I mean, you don't necessarily even have to work as hard because the path is a lot easier where people joyfully and willingly help you along in the process. Or you can work hard and do it by yourself and not get the results. Or you can be good at getting other people to create win-win situations where they joyfully and willingly and enthusiastically and lovingly, they want to help you out. And you work hard and boom, you have that life that you really want. But it all starts with you appreciating how important it is. And here's the point is, you might think, well, I already do appreciate it. And what I don't do, I've really thought this out, and that's not the prudent way to do it. that's not the most effective way to do it. I put a lot of thought into it. And I have them in my life at this amount because that's the quote-unquote right amount. Well, again, I'm always going to ask you to be honest with yourself. Are you getting everything that you want in life? Is it working for you really? If you're not getting everything that you want in life, maybe this is some area to consider. I think it's just like everything in life. There's always a higher level. The more and more you can think about this and then start working on it, figuring out this combination lock when it comes to other people, getting them in your team, you know, the higher level you go in life. So this is something that I really want you to think about. This is definitely, no doubt about it, with all my hard work in the past, you know, all my great intentions, this was the one area that I was lacking most, and I didn't even know about it because it was prudent the way I approached it. I was that lone wolf. I was that cowboy, and that's why I think that I have, you know, a lot of people who come into my circles with that same mentality. Well, you know, I want to be your big brother, your friend, your mentor. I want to help you learn the life lessons that I've learned. Not only learn them, but learn them earlier in life with a lot more elegance and a lot more effectiveness than I did. That's the whole purpose of this Morning Connection podcast. This is, it's the vision of everything I do in life, helping become your best in every way. So that's what, this is just one more step. And, you know, usually they say birds of a feather flock together. And what I'm saying is, so if I realize this was a big challenge that I've had in the past, just to help, just opening my mind up to this, let alone getting on the path to become better at it, right? Then, you know, what happened is I attracted a lot of people like that, right? And so I can see it in other people. And as I progress, I still see it in other people, something I'll never forget. And I can pick out, you know, I could talk to you for 5 minutes and I can tell you if this is something that's you really need to look at and really be a challenge. Not because I say so, because I can help you look at your life, see how it's working or not working, all right, to the level that you want. And it, again, I didn't know that. You know, for me, the amount of my relationships with other people, I was always in the game. And probably just like you, it isn't like you avoid relationships. You have a girlfriend, a wife, you know, husband, boyfriend. It isn't like you don't have that relationship, but you may be doing things to push it off without you even knowing it. If you find those relationships strained or they never meet your expectations, a lot of ways to push off people. Business relationships. You know, there's a lot of ways to go about business. You can develop some big, giant corporation with all these employees. And if I'm saying that to you and you're going, wow, you're more pulled to it, that's going to be a big old headache to have all those people, you know, rather than thinking about, man, if I'm running some business with all these employees, it must be doing damn well. If I can have all these employees to maximize my dream, my vision, my efforts, my ideas, then I must be doing damn well. I must be putting a lot of dollars and cents into my pocket to create a lot of options for myself and my family if I have a business that has all those employees. And just think, you know, I'm not just helping me get to have the options in life that I want. I'm helping all these employees. If you're not thinking about that, and the first thing you think about is all the headaches that come along with having those employees, well, maybe this is something you need to think about. And even if it's something that's not on the forefront of your mind, if you do have a business, if you do have your ideas of business, how you start off with that? Well, Skip, I'm going to start off just doing it myself with just a few employees. I don't want all the headaches and this and that that come with it. And then when it grows, then I'll start handling employees. And I know that I got to go through that process of training and following up and everything that comes with it. And, you know, but there's going to be more benefits, right, than the challenging things that come with having employees. Well, look, how you set up a business in your mind and in its structure, is it based on having a lot of employees, right? Because you know all the benefits, or you're going to wait for that? That might be an indication that, you know, you may not have a lot of confidence or see the value in other people, in those employees, how they can help you to work on that skill set, right? You know, if you want it to, you know, build your body in the gym, you'd be really enthusiastic. You'll have this vision. You go into the gym. You can't do the exercises totally effectively. You don't know how to do it. Of course, you're going to be better in week three than in week one. You're certainly going to be better in month three than month one. Certainly, in 3 years, you're going to be better than when you first start off. But you're so enthusiastic, you're willing to go through the process, the ups and downs and all arounds that come along with it. Your relationship with other people, it's the same way. But you have to be sold on the idea that it's so important to your life. You know, many of you, and this is certainly the case for me, you know, I was in relationships. But man, you know, what I was willing to open up and trust and to have faith, and I was pushing them away. I was in it just enough, but keeping all these people at an arm's distance. And what was safe for me. And now, you might say, Skip, that's smart. You know, you depend on other people. You know, they could let you down. I see it all the time. It's happened to me. Well, you know, that if that's going through your head, are you staying safe? Are you trying to fight to maintain where you are rather than take the risk to get to where you really want to be? And again, the connection, the relationship, the closeness. If it's in a business or the friendship, are you willing to risk those things to have it at a higher level, or are you just protecting yourself from getting hurt? And I can talk on and on about the subject of people. It's such a major impact. But again, it's one of these things I'm just opening up your mind to, you know, how this is or isn't affecting you. If you're challenged, if you want to go to that next level and you can't seem to figure out how to get there, right? This is one area I would like you to consider. That's where it is in the one-on-one coaching. Man, I could tell like 5 minutes talking to someone if they're, you know, pushing people away and having challenges that they're not even aware of. Because I can tell you, the majority of you who I'm talking to, you're going, no, I get what you're saying. That doesn't apply to me. That's what I would have told you too. That's what I would have told you. This is definitely one of those things that you're not going to learn from some big motivational speech or someone talking about the subject. It's just going to stimulate thought, and you're going to have to be at that point, hey, this applies to me, and then get some one-on-one attention, right? Whether that's therapy, because most of these things, when you push people away, it's something in your past. And I'm not talking about your teenage years or your early adulthood. I'm talking about it's something that was formed in the imprint age. You know, ages 0 through 7 or 8 is what they say. When you have all these ideas of how the world works and how much you can count on people. I'll tell you this, if your parents broke up in that age, your dad left, your mom left especially, you know, you could have these issues, don't even understand how they're affecting you. And you come up with all these ideas that make sense to you, but they're really challenging. The best I can do right now is get you to start thinking about it. And then whether it's therapy, it's coaching, you know, going to a coach or a mentor who you trust, who knows what they're talking about, that has your best interest, and then you take it from there. That's how this journey has to start for you. So just some things to think about. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that moment when you said, wow, life is pretty cool? Take 3 seconds right now to visualize that one thing, that one accomplishment. Maybe you've already thought about it in the past. Make it more clear, more crisp in your mind. You have that vision for what you want for your life, that thing, that experience, that accomplishment, that achievement, whatever it is for you that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, you getting better and better at those relationships with other people, your interpersonal, intimate relationships, your friendships, your business relationships, how you're setting up the whole foundation of how this life and how other people are even involved. You'll have to work on getting better and better, go through that process to figure it all out, to make it all happen for months, if not years. What is that one vision that you have for your life? Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? I know it is right now, but are you asking that question all throughout the day? Is it really leading to the results that you really want? And what are those results that you really want? Keep on thinking about that. I'm going to keep on pressing you to think of what the big picture is, so you're always working towards that awesome Thanksgiving dinner with all the food, all the people, all the experience, all the warmth. It's just,
at so many levels. Such an awesome event. That's the result that you want. And you're not settling because you're a little hungry and you just grab a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that, you know, tastes pretty good, satisfies you now, but it curbs that hunger to go for what it is you really want. And before you know it, you're okay with peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They're nourishing. You know, they give me some protein, some carbs and fat. I'm healthy. You're living on a diet of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and you don't even know it. All right? What are those results that you really want? Hey, thank you so much. Thank you. Congratulations again, making it through the end of this podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Skip LaCour. Your level of confidence is having a tremendous effect on the things you do and you don't do every single day. It's having a huge impact on all the things that you accomplish, all those goals, those plans, that vision you have for your life, and all those feelings and emotions that you want to experience. Now, if you're lacking self-confidence and you admit that right now, then I'm not telling you anything new. But one thing that I realize is that taking your level of confidence to higher and higher levels is an ongoing process. There's always a higher level, and the more you can develop your level of confidence, the more things that you'll experience, the more things that you'll achieve. And that was my experience, because I was very good, had a lot of confidence in one area of my life, and maybe you can relate to this, and that was bodybuilding and training. I became a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. I had a huge impact through my writing on people all over the world. So in that one particular area of life, I had a lot of confidence. When I retired from competitive bodybuilding and I wanted to expand my world and start experiencing other things and accomplishing new goals, I realized that my level of confidence wasn't where it needed to be in those other areas of life. Just because I was confident and good in one area of life, it didn't automatically transfer to those other areas of life. And so what it made me do is really work just as hard at discovering and implementing and executing simple and effective strategies. I went out and found them to develop my level of confidence. And again, these things were simple and effective. I just wasn't looking for them before. But I really felt this pressure to find and execute these things. I really had to develop my level of confidence and quickly. And that's how I developed the Manformation program. When I started applying these simple and effective strategies, opening my mind, just becoming aware of what these were and how powerful they were, I started progressing in those other areas of life. I had the courage and the confidence to launch my own supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, instead of making money for other supplement companies. I was doing it for myself. I developed the Manformation program, which helped coach and guide and help men all over the world develop their level of confidence. That's something I'm really proud of, my Manformation program. And most importantly to me, I developed the confidence and I became a better man through my Manformation to get an area of my life taken care of that always seemed to be out of reach. And that was that love and connection and intimacy. And now I'm married and my family is so important to me. And that's what this all did for me. And because of it, I am so passionate about helping other men just like you get it sooner rather than later. Not going all through all the challenges that I went through, taking all that time, doing it more elegantly, more efficiently, and earlier in life than I did. And that's been my vision. That's been my passion for so many years. And that's why, even with my limited amount of time, it's important for me to give back. And I am doing a special offer. I'm offering 10 sessions, 10 sessions only. I have to limit it with Mass Machine Nutrition, with my one-on-one coaching, with all the things that I do. I could have to limit to it to 10. But again, it's so important for me to give back. 10, boost your confidence to alpha male status. Again, these simple and effective strategies, when you realize these things, when you become aware of these things, and you start practicing and exercising these strategies, you'll find your confidence level just going through the roof. And the only challenge that you're going to have is you're going to wish that you started doing this earlier in life. And I know that's one of the things that I regret, but I just have to look forward. It's great that I just have it now. In this 90-minute session, I'm going to get you clear on what this confidence will do for you, get you clear on your goals. Also, make you aware of what's stopping you. What are the challenges that are getting in your way? Now, you may be aware of some. I might help you uncover some things that you haven't considered yet, those challenges in your way. When you leave this 90-minute session, you will have this renewed sense of confidence and energy that you can put that life together and start accomplishing the things in life that you really want and start experiencing those feelings and emotions that you really want. You're going to develop that confidence to make things happen. Okay? Now, I only have 10 sessions available. Now, you have to take action now. You have to register down below. I've got all the instructions below. Register and then fill out the questionnaire. Take your time and fill it out. It's going to really help me get clear on how I can help you best. It's also going to help you get clear on where you're at right now. Then I'm going to go over that, and then I will contact you by email or by phone to schedule our one-on-one personal 90-minute boost your confidence to alpha male status breakthrough session. The great thing about this session, it will be recorded. And this audio recording will help you learn from our session weeks, months, and even years into the future. All right, it's going to be a tremendous value. I can't wait to get on the line with you and start your man formation now. Start building your level of confidence. I am so confident that this is going to help you make massive changes in your life if you don't feel as though you got everything you want and more out of this session. I will give you my $100 Manformation, the Mindset and Actions of a Powerful Alpha Male Leader audio seminar course, workbooks, and videos, and my Manformation 2, Get Your Swagger Back audio seminar, another 10 hours, another $100, and my Manformation ebook. That's another $25. So if you're not completely satisfied with your investment, with the time we spent together, you take the information, take the audio recording, and you get $250 worth of more leadership material, more confidence building material. So you give me another 20 hours in workbooks and ebooks to get the job done, because I am so committed. I will not let you down. I'm going to do everything I can to help you build that confidence so you can start achieving those goals. You can start experiencing those emotions that you really want. Again, my time is really limited. This price is significantly lower than what I would charge for my time. That's why I have to limit to 10. So you have to take action now, get registered, fill out the questionnaire, and I'll contact you by email if you are one of the 10 men who get this Boost Your Confidence Alpha Male Status 90-minute breakthrough session. If you aren't one of the 10s, I will not process your credit card, and I will put you on a waiting list, and maybe sometime in the future, when I have time, I can make some room for those people who weren't able to become one of the 10. But take action now. Become one of those 10. Start on your man formation. Build that level of confidence. I'm here to help you. Good luck, and I will be talking to you soon on your Boost Your Confidence to Alpha Male Status 90-minute breakthrough session.